Time to talk some duck hoops and men's getting prepped for their last homestand of the season. Utah and Colorado coming, beginning with the Utes tomorrow night. Welcome back, Kevin McKenna. Coach McKenna, how you doing these days?
Doing real good, thank you.
Quick hit on UCLA. A lot of energy, a lot of points in that first half. Then once the break hit, you kind of rebuilt the lead back to 15, but down the stretch, did they do anything differently on defense, or was it more of what Coach Altman said that kind of looked like the guys ran out of gas a little bit? What stuck out to you on film?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what happened a little bit. We got a little fatigued and tired. They got some second chance points that really hurt us. We stopped the initial shot, and then the second chance points they had, I think two in the first half, 11 in the second half, so that hurt us. And our offense seemed to bog down a little bit. We might have got a little tired. We weren't as aggressive driving it, and weren't getting into the paint quite as much as we were earlier in the game. And I think it all added up. And you know, the emotion of the game and the crowd really got into it. It was a loud game, you know, they got some good players over there. You know, you got to give them some credit, too. It wasn't just all us that we were, you know, collapsing or whatever. They're pretty good.
Yeah, even though, you know, maybe it was a blown opportunity as opposed to a damaging loss. But, you know, you bounce back and win two nights later at USC. They've got a really good team. So is it logical to see the big picture and say, hey, we got to split on the road in this league against two teams who are definitely in the tournament?
Yeah, you know, you feel like you let one slip away, but to our guys' credit, they bounced back, you know, 2 days later, or actually one day in between the games and that. And a lot of times, you know, a loss like that can linger, and they didn't allow it to happen. They played good basketball against USC, like you said, a good team, very athletic team, and it was good to see. So I'm encouraged by it. Our guys keep continuing to try to get better and play together, and that's what's allowing us to have a good season so far.
Talking with Oregon coach Kevin McKenna, so as you prep for Utah tomorrow night, that USC game, about 3.5 minutes left, Dylan Brooks fouled out, and when Boatwright hit those foul shots, you got a three-point game. Then you guys outscored them from that point forward, 13-5 going away. Safe to say, having gone without Brooks before, the guys have confidence that if he's out, it's like a lot of other options.
Yeah, you know, they just had to play ball, and we had to have some other guys step up. Tyler hit a couple big shots, and you know, Jordan rebounded the ball well all weekend. I mean, he was I don't know, drinking the Long Beach water down there or something, but he was really, really attacking the glass, and during timeouts was always asking me how many rebounds I got. So you can tell the focus was there. And when we did lose Dylan, our other guys stepped up and made some plays on both ends of the court for sure.
Yeah, well, I wanted to hit on Bell. In case he was asking you, the answer was 29 rebounds in those two games. But he just, I mean, that guy just an unyielding effort all over the floor. I mean, does that help kind of? I know you as coaches and the guys are self-motivated, but it seems like he just keeps that fire lit for everybody.
Yeah, he does. He's a energy giver for sure. The guys on the team love him, and you know, he's a likable kid, and you know, it just shows you his focus though when he's thinking about that. You know, a lot of guys, they just worry about if they missed a shot or are they going to get another shot. Jordan was worried about getting rebounds, and there was a time earlier in the game where I said, Jordan, I think he can get 20, and his eyes lit up like, yeah, I want to do that, and you know, he ended up with 14, but still, you know, the effort was there, and thinking about it was there, and now we got to get all five guys doing the same thing. And you know, Tyler rebounded. I think he had five rebounds, and Dylan Ennis, I think, had five rebounds too. We got to get our guards cracking down, and you know, because we do one thing. Jordan and Chris both go for block shots. That leaves a guy open, and we got to crack down and get that guy covered too.
We're talking Oregon hoops with Coach Kevin McKenna. There was a lot of foul trouble in that USC game, and I've asked you about him before. But after Bell got his fourth, Boucher had three. You guys got Cavell Bigby Williams in there, and while it was only 5 minutes, he got a bucket, three rebounds, and he didn't play against UCLA. So that was a pretty encouraging game from him. You know, kind of on the spot in a big moment.
Yeah, Cavell's working really hard, and he is getting better. And it showed in that game that he can help us. And I think coach is got confidence in him for sure. And it's just hard to take Jordan off the floor because he does so many things defensively so well. He's like a traffic cop out there. He really anticipates and has a good awareness of what's going on and really helps the other guys communicating and that. And Cavell's getting better at that as well. But yeah, he gave us three good rebounds, a nice bucket in there, and some good play for sure.
Tyler Dorsey seemed like he had a little issue with his shot over the course of about 3 weeks, but starting with that Arizona game, he's been pretty locked in, and he's had a lot of strong moments. Sometimes I actually forget he's just a sophomore, but what kind of a jolt has his offense and confidence provided the last three games?
Well, when he's shooting the ball like that, it really opens up everything for us, you know, and the driving lanes seem to be a little bit bigger. The post-ups seem to, those guys seem to have a little bit more room to operate in there, Tyler, you know, obviously likes playing at home, you know, in front of his family and friends and everybody, and against those teams that, you know, recruited him and that. So I expect Tyler to continue to play well. He's working extremely hard at practice and before and after practice with his shot, those results or that work is paying off with some good results.
Let's wrap with a little peek ahead. Utah tomorrow in the win at Salt Lake. The defense down the stretch was key. And for them, this is big. This is almost like their Super Bowl. I mean, if they get a win here, all of a sudden they kind of get the attention of the selection people. What kind of jumps off the film about this Utah team as far as how dangerous they are?
Well, they're a well-balanced team. They've got some good size players like we have, you know that 6'5", 6'7" size guy that's versatile and mobile, and they're well-coached and they attack. I think we're going to see two teams, Utah and Colorado, that both have their eye on the big prize at the end and know that a win against us would really help their cause. I think our guys are going to be focused and ready, definitely for Colorado because they beat us, and they should be for Utah because they gave us a really good game and jumped out on us early, and they're good. They're definitely good enough. I think they are an NCAA tournament team, and I just hope they don't make their case against us.
Ducks in Utah, one of just two home games left, 6 o'clock at Matt Knight Arena tomorrow. Always appreciate the time of Coach Kevin McKenna. Coach, thanks for joining us, and best of luck this weekend against the Mountain Schools.
All right, thank you.
All right. Take it easy.